Fish Department. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
I'm quite well, Duke.
I appreciate your time as always. And as always, a lot going on with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Last time we had you on, Director, we talked about the elk feed grounds management and the recent draft proposal, the draft plan, I should say, that was put together and released by the Game and Fish. You just had some public meetings on that draft plan. I wanted to give you a chance to follow up on that and kind of report on how those meetings went and what the Game and Fish took away from those.
Yeah, so we've received, both through those meetings and through our commenting process, we've received quite a few public comments, very good, you know, constructive, some critiques and some support for different components of the plan. And so I've been happy to this point with the thoroughness and the thoughtfulness of the comments we've received. You know, the comment period's open through September 10th. So we'll be analyzing all of the feedback that we get and looking at ways that we need to modify this plan before it goes to the commission.
Director, remind us what is in this plan, kind of some of the highlights and bullet points, if you will, and maybe what would, if this plan carries out, what changes would be implemented?
Yeah, I think that this plan doesn't direct any immediate changes. What it does, aside from that, is it just provides some direction to the department to look for the very long term, in consideration of all the complexities around feed grounds, to look for long-term ways to reduce our reliance on supplemental feeding. And that's been a goal of ours for over a decade. This plan kind of formalizes that, and it provides a suite of different options. So in those places where there might be opportunities to do that, it provides a list of different options that could be considered. And then probably most importantly, it directs the department to look at a finer scale, feed ground by feed ground, and develop long-term feed ground management plans. You know, the CWD being detected west of the Continental Divide is certainly a new factor on the landscape, you might say, and we've certainly had challenges with permitting. Many of our feed grounds are permitted on federal lands, and so it really serves to try to provide some overarching guidance to the department over the very long term.
Excellent. So you mentioned the comment period, the public comment period, open for a number of weeks. I'm assuming those comments can be submitted just on the Game and Fish website. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And or in person if folks, I guess that part of it's over with. But yeah, they can submit them on the Game and Fish website or even reach out to a local Game and Fish person for those that are over in that part of the state.
Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish on the weekday wake up this morning. Director, just some other items to bring up. I know the Game and Fish Commission recently met. Is there anything of note that you'd like to highlight that came out of the commission meetings, any regulation changes or anything like that?
Yeah, there wasn't any significant changes, but they did pass the gray wolf hunting season with a quota that's slightly down from last year, but pretty similar to what it's been over the last several years. Passed updates to the watercraft regulation and also the fishing regulations, which are routine every couple of years. The commission had an opportunity to hear some proposals and some ideas around CWD management in eastern Wyoming, and there's a lot of public comment on that. And that's probably the highlights from the commission meeting that was here a couple of weeks ago in Wheatland.
Okay. This isn't in our listening area on kind of the western, southwestern side, but looks like Megan McLean. Tell us about Megan, the first female superintendent of a hatchery, and she's taken over in the Cody area, correct?
Yeah, she is. And she competed with some stellar candidates, and she's got a really proven track record, is going to do a great job for us, and we're excited to have Megan there.
Excellent. Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish, anything we missed, Director, that you'd like to bring up this morning?
No, I'm looking forward to, it seems like the summer went by pretty fast. We're already starting to think about hunting seasons. A month from today, there will be people afield hunting. Actually, before that, here in middle part of August, we'll have some archers out hunting, so fall is coming.
All right. And I guess with that in mind, maybe while I have you, I'll bring up the big game herds and the quotas, and maybe just remind our listeners where things stand after that rough winter we just had.
Yeah, so we had to cut pretty significantly. We've had to cut some pronghorn areas in western Wyoming, particularly around Pinedale and Bags. We had to cut licenses for some of the deer areas around the state, primarily, you know, the southwest, basically a kind of an L shape from Pinedale around to Bags was hit particularly bad with very high winter mortality on adults. And so we had to make the corresponding changes to the hunting seasons. It was pretty drastic, I guess, and something I hadn't seen in my career but we needed to do it. And, you know, I can tell you this, the moisture that we've had over this summer, spring and summer, is going to do nothing but help those big game populations recover.
Absolutely. Well, Director, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you for the updates. We'll be in touch next month.